Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go. It's an early rise in the Los Angeles. Yours truly, Mark Mancini, waiting for a tropical storm, the first one in 90 years to take out the city, I guess. I don't know. I know the games have all been moved up. The Dodgers, Angels, Padres, all playing split doubleheaders 130 miles apart from each other. So maybe when this thing comes, we'll be covering a puddle or something. Who knows? But that's a story for another time. This is the story now. 347-205-9631 will get you to the front of the line if you happen to miss it. I realize 30 minutes goes by quick. Catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports Podcast Platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, I know last week's show didn't get out there. We'll work on it. Hopefully it'll get back out there, but there were some technical problems. No problems today. Here we are. Put the mic in its place. Ralph, first of all, how are you, and how can people get a hold of you before we swing this around to Joe and Scott?
You can get a hold of me at ralphwilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, LinkedIn, X, and you can also get find my material on my YouTube channel. I have a whole bunch of shows on there that are archived that you can watch at your leisure. Also, www.rwmedia.org is also how you can get a hold of me as well. Good morning, fellas, and good morning, everybody out there.
Joe. And, I am Joe412 with Draft Nation. You can find me at joe@draft412.com or check us out at draft412.com. We cover all four professional sports drafts. Throw it over to Scott.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, actually, here in Metro Detroit for another day or so. But, you know, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, South Florida Tribune, South Florida Tribune on the YouTube side, Twitter at Tribune South. And if you want to find out everything about us, go to our website, www.southfloridatribune.com. Over to you, Mark.
Well, as I swing it over, I'll throw a topic out there, guys, and then Ralph, followed by Joe and you, Scott. But the big topic for me is these front runners in baseball, everybody's giving them everything. Everybody's saying, watch out for them. This is the two teams that are going to represent the National League. These are the teams that are represent the American League. Everybody's feeling giddy. Why? Maybe double-digit leads in the division. Nobody can touch them. What they fail to realize is it's like football. If you worry about the quarterback, you worry about the running back, you worry about the wide receiver, you forget about the most important positions, offensive, defensive lines in the trenches, somebody to protect those guys on both sides of the ball. Well, the playoff teams will have something to say of this, guys, and the reason why is they're playing playoff baseball in late July, early August, late August, September. Case in point, 2019, the Washington Nationals buried in May, came back, resurrected themselves in August of that year, and steamrolled through the playoffs. So the teams that have the big digit leads, beware, you don't bring that digit lead into the playoffs and say, well, I lost three games, and oh, well, we can sustain it. We still got a 17-game lead. No, you go home, we see you in March in preseason. Ralph, take it away, and we'll swing this thing around on that topic.
Absolutely, Mark. First, I want to say that this show is sponsored by Amped Up Sports, Sideline Sports, Let's Talk Sports, and Mancini Media. Mark, I want to thank you for all sponsoring this program as well. We're in the First Line Consulting Services Studios, 1-877-926-6982. Call them today if you need a website. They will actually put the website up for you, build it. They will manage it, and they will put up all your videos at one low monthly price, 1-877-926-6982. Also, we're sponsored by Sleep Pittsburgh. Call Sleep Pittsburgh today, 412-462-7858 in the Homestead section of at the outskirts of Pittsburgh. I needed a bed. They sold me a memory foam mattress. It was great. The price was low. They delivered it, and they also they have no credit check financing. They'll do it on a phone, and they also have their website at sleeppittsburgh.com. So get a hold of them today, 412-462-7858. Tell them you heard it on this program. Sleep Pittsburgh for the best sleep tonight. All right. You know what? The teams that are in the We could start with the American League guys, the Orioles and the Rays in the East. Central is the Twins and the Guardians. The Guardians actually are under 500, and they're in second place. In the AL West, you have the Rangers and the Astros. And then in the in the National League, you have the Braves and the Phillies. Believe it or not, the Phillies are up on top. And the Marlins are creeping up in the NL East. In the Central, you have the Brewers, the Reds, and the Cubs are starting to creep up. Pirates are surviving in fourth place. And then in the NL West, you have the Dodgers once again and the Giants. And the Diamondbacks are starting to creep up there as well. So you have three teams in the West as well in the National League. And I'm just wondering how much more the Diamondbacks can creep up in there and maybe steal a few things. They're only a few games back. And, it's an interesting how these standings are going right now. We'll see where these teams go. We still have a few months to go here with some baseball. Joe?
Yeah, I think, if I had to choose, if you put me on the spot, I think it's the Orioles to lose. I really think that that they're having a season. They've got a real young, strong team. I also think in the National League, it's anybody's game. I hate to say that. I don't have a favorite there. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if a half a dozen of those teams that you just mentioned there, Ralph, stay competitive throughout. My sense is that, we might see a really interesting World Series here, just based on some of the teams that we haven't seen compete in the playoffs as well. And a lot of that comes through, I think, the growth of some of these younger kids in the minors and the proliferation into the league. I do want to mention something, and I know I'm sure you guys had seen this. The 2023 draft pick of the LA Angels, first baseman Nolan Chanul, was called up. He had like 80 or 90 at-bats in the minors. He just got drafted 11th overall in July. He's already up with the team. I think that is an incredible feat. Now, I don't know if that's some sort of trick that the Angels are trying to do, but apparently they have a history of doing that. And, I was shocked to hear that. I mean, you don't hear about that, especially in baseball. I think that happens a lot in basketball. Often when you get a generational talent like a Connor Bedard in hockey, but for this kid to come up and do that, even to make it to the majors after less than 100 at bats in the minor, I think is a feat in itself. So I want to congratulate Nolan Chanul and the Angels on that, and I'll pass it over to you, Scott.
All right. Well, good points there. So number one, I believe Nolan is from Florida Atlantic University, if I remember correctly. So if indeed that is the case, well, they do play some good baseball in Boca Raton at FAU and one of the most underrated programs in the country, onto the big leagues. Yeah, Baltimore is a great story, no question about it, but I'll tell you what, I'm not sleeping on the Texas Rangers. I don't care what anybody says. The Texas Rangers, to me, you add Max Scherzer. On the National League side of the coin, gosh, how do you really go against the Atlanta Braves? And my sleeper there will be the Milwaukee Brewers. So, I guess if I had to make a decision and pick who would be in the World Series, I would go Texas and Atlanta. So,
over to you, Mark. Great points. All of you guys bring them up. And that's the interesting thing when you get it. Let me get to this question that's coming in. Dalen coming in from Chelmsford, Mass. He says, man, I don't miss your show. I love it, man. You guys keep doing the great work and everything. What about the Tampa Bay Rays? How far are they going to go without Wander Franco? And it reminds me of another guy that was messing around with an underage girl in your town of Pittsburgh, guys. Who was that pitcher? That pitcher. I can't remember, Dalen. Maybe these guys can help me, but I do remember that pitcher. It was just a few years ago. Maybe Joe or Ralph can bring that one up. But, Wander Franco. I'll put it out there like this before I give it over to you, Ralph. I don't quite understand where these guys are going with underage women. I've always thought the MILFs look better than the underage daughters, but I don't know about these guys. maybe it's a different mindset in different countries.
Yeah, Mark, what was the question again? I'm sorry.
Dalen from Chelmsford, Mass. And I got Lance's question coming up here. Dalen from Chelmsford, Mass. Wants to know, you guys are talking about playoff teams. Tampa Bay lost Wander Franco for how long? Messing around with an underage girl. There was a guy in Pittsburgh a few years ago that ran into the same problem.
I know who you mean. Gosh almighty. I know who you're talking about.
Okay, we all got brain farts this early in the morning. That's okay. Hey, this happens. Joe, can you bail us out?
It was Felipe Vasquez, I believe.
Felipe Vasquez.
Yes.
Thank you, Joe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Third time's a charm. Any question with Dalen's comment, guys, real fast?
Here's the thing.
I'm sorry, Ralph.
All right. This thing goes on a lot in sports. You have a lot of these guys, they think because they got money and they got power that they could just do whatever they feel like it, and then they end up getting in trouble, and that hurts the team. I mean, this guy, Felipe Vasquez, thank you, Joe, for that, because I had a brain fart this morning. Felipe Vasquez, he was a great pitcher for us. He was a good relief pitcher. He threw over 100-mile-an-hour fastball, and then on top of all that, okay, he made the All-Star team. And then he goes and does something as silly as this. And, I mean, these things go on all the time, and it's really sad because it hurts the team. And it really didn't hurt us because we got Bettner as our closer. But it would have been nice if we would have had both Bettner and Felipe Vasquez. And maybe the Pirates might not be so bad. You know what I'm saying? Just that one player right there kind of put a dent in things for us a little bit. All right. We have 210 people listening right now. So go ahead, Scott. Joe.
Scott, I'll defer to you. I know Tampa's right in your wheelhouse, so why don't you take this one?
No problem. Well, number one, I never bought the Tampa Bay Rays in the beginning, but that 13-0 start, knowing they were playing teams well under 500 to begin with. So I never half bought them. They don't spend a lot of money. They're a model organization if you're a small market team. And let's not forget, with these young guys, social media will make or break you. Want a good example? What about John Morant? How did that turn out? That turned out to be an expensive fiasco. So these guys simply have to learn how to don't press the send button and learn common sense 101. They really do. And I'm not sure that they'll ever learn it. I mean, like you said, Ralph, they all have a lot of money, but I'd like to know how many cents they have in their brain, because I haven't seen a whole lot of it, and I didn't turn stupid overnight.
Joe, do you want to comment on that? Then I got another question coming in from Lance from Pensacola.
Yeah, so I honestly think that, you know, the Rays, if they're going to make a push. I just mentioned a few minutes ago that I think the Orioles are going to win it all, so I don't know if they're going to be able to make up the ground. I think if memory serves me, I don't have it in front of me. If I think that the Rays are two games out right now from – they're behind Baltimore by two games, and I think they're six out of the wild card. So, do they make the playoffs? I think there's a real chance that they do. Do I think they go somewhere this year? I don't think this is their year, but that's – they do have some issues, but they have been competitive. The expanded wild card position has really helped some of these teams that can stay relevant over the last few years. I think that's good for baseball. It helps keep more cities involved, from a fandom perspective and more eyes on the TV because your team has a chance. So I think that's good. But I don't think this is their year. I think they do have a chance to make the playoffs. They have to play some good ball here. I don't know if they catch the Orioles or not. I think their best chance is a wild card.
Let me add to that, too. I'm not drinking the Rays Kool-Aid, and by the time we get to the postseason, I'd like to see how many people they draw. Anybody want to throw a number? I say between 18 and 20,000, and you have a bunch of empty seats over the top. So take it for whatever it's worth. Drawing into postseason is an issue for the Tampa Bay, formerly the Devil Rays, because they're devilish at the gate.
Well, yeah, you bring up so many great points, guys. Lance from Pensacola, Florida says, hey, guys, let's get a little into football. First of all, your producer there / co-host telling everybody to watch out for the Atlanta Falcons. They're not going anywhere. When was the last time that other guy in Motown has been relevant with his Lions? And the two guys in Pittsburgh, they just got lucky down here beating my Buccaneers. Long live the Bucks. The Bucks will be in the Super Bowl. Well, first of all, here we go again, Lance. You shouldn't be drinking before this show starts. I know it's 9:30 in the morning in Tampa, Florida, but here we go again. Telling everybody they're lucky. Yeah, I'm high on the Falcons in the NFC, and yeah, the Redskins' name could be coming back to Washington with the new owners because the Native Americans are pushing that, so then I don't have to worry about the Falcons. But to tell the other guy he hasn't been relevant in Motown and these two guys that are lucky in Pittsburgh, I'm a Pittsburgh boy too. We didn't get lucky. We came down and smacked your ass in South Florida. Take it away, Ralph.
Hey, you know what? I'm not a Mike Tomlin fan, and I call mediocre Mike all the time. But let me tell you something there, Lance, okay? I would rather have Mike Tomlin before Todd Bowles, okay? Todd Bowles is not a good head coach. He never will be. He's a good coordinator, and I've said this many times. You could be a good coordinator, and you could be a good head coach. Sometimes you could be both, and sometimes you could be neither. But guess what, Lance, okay? The Steelers will be way better than the Buccaneers this year, and at least we have a number one pick for a quarterback. Okay, so please, Lance, like Mark said, make sure that you're not at the early happy hour at the bar there, Joe.
I unfortunately have to agree with my predecessors here, and there's a lot to unpack in that statement. First, the delusion about the Bucs season. Hey, we're all fans. I'm not going to take anything away from them. Everybody's 0-0 right now, and maybe Baker Mayfield turns it around and surprises everybody and has the season of a lifetime. But I don't think so. I think the Bucs are on the slide. They do have a nice core offensive weapon, a bunch of offensive weapons. But I don't see them going anywhere or even making the playoffs this year. I think they're in a bit of a rebuild. And to Ralph's point, I think Bowles is that he. I think the Bucks know that that's a temporary fixture in Todd Bowles. I mean, he's holding down the fort until they can, pull together the team and kind of reemerge. In terms of Detroit, I think Detroit wins the NFC Norris this year. I mean, these guys. With Aaron Rodgers out of the division and the eventual coming-to-earth mediocrity of Kirk Cousins on an annual basis. And, let's face it, I mean, the Vikings have lost some key pieces. They've lost Dalvin Cook. I don't care what anybody says. He's one of the top five backs in the game. And they moved on from him. They lost their best pass rusher, arguably, in a trade with the Cleveland Browns for a couple of draft picks. And, they also lost a corner in Patrick Peterson. The Bears are not good. And I'm not sure Justin Fields is the long-term solution there. They're in a rebuild. I would be surprised if they won more than five or six games. I think we'll see them, near the top of the draft board again next year. And I think the Steelers can be competitive for a playoff spot. I think that we're going to see an emergence of, Kenny Pickett this year. I think he's done very well in the preseason. I think that he's matured, put on some muscle. His arm strength has improved. He's always been an accurate quarterback, and if the mental game stays where it is, I think you will have a serviceable quarterback. Will he become an All-Pro or Hall of Famer? It's yet to be determined. No one is going to take that leap of faith. Let's see if he can get the Steelers to the playoffs first. But the playoffs, are achievable, for the Steelers. I mean, they've got a great defense if it stays healthy. It's an older defense. And if it stays healthy, they can be competitive with anybody in that regard. It's the offense that I think people need to look at. And, what I think that Andy Weidel and Omar Khan have done in the offseason is really retool that offensive line. And they brought in additional weapons for Kenny Pickett. I'm not just looking at George Pickens, but the resurgence of a Deontay Johnson, a healthy Allen Robinson, another solid quality tight end draft with Darnell Washington, and even going out and, searching for a, surprise lottery ticket and a Hakeem Butler, where they grabbed the best receiver in the XFL last year. And throw him into the mix. And with the return of Calvin Austin, There could be a lot of weapons around Kenny that wasn't there last year. So, you know, are they a Super Bowl contender? No. Are they a playoff contender? Probably. You know, so if I had to rate those three, I think Detroit 1, Steelers 2, and the Bucks, they're not a show. They're not. I just don't think they've got it this year. I think they're a few years away getting back into it. How about you, Scott?
Oh, Lance, you're exactly what I needed today, man. You make Diane sound like water. I swear to God. All right,
go get
it
him,
out there, Lance, as loud as
and
I can.
We only got 10 minutes to dissect Lance, Scott.
I can do it in 5. Don't worry. Okay, mark my word. No pun intended, baby. All right, Lance. First of all, issue number 1. I am a year's sophomore graduate, 1986. So I have a little bit of Tampa in me. Number 2, it's not often that a team has a coach taken out of the ring of honor. Okay, because of some bad behavior. A la John Gruden. Number 3, if I were to go out there and tell you how many Hall of Famers that the Detroit Lions have versus the Tampa Bay Bucks, then you might as well go ahead and drink what we call bad Kool-Aid from the Nile River. Okay, that's not good stuff. Not that it doesn't happen. And number 3, okay, so the last time the Detroit Lions won a world championship was on my birthday, December 29, 1957. My mama and daddy didn't even hatch me then. I came 5 years later. So, and also, if I want to count all the different championships that Detroit has over Tampa, Lance, you must be drinking some moonshine, brother, because your comments are shocking, as bad as the other side of Alaska, and the hurricanes are about to hit all over this hurricane season. So, Lance, you know, they have a good saying, and I guess one of the issues goes, just shut up, because I will shut you up. You challenge me, I'll make you look worse than Mike Tyson made. Steelers. So, yeah, there's no question that the Detroit Lions have struggled as of late, but I'll take our Hall of Famers. Ever heard of Barry Sanders? Yep, I've heard of him. Okay, over anything that you put in there. I've always loved Leroy Selman, but you know what? Lance, just shut up and contact me through the South Florida Tribune YouTube channel, and I'll make you look like corned beef hash, brother.
Wow, good points across the board. Steve from Corvallis, Oregon, coming in, says, he's listened to some of the shows, or I don't know, across the board here on Mancini Media, and he basically says, you guys always comment about the preseason games. We need more preseason games. We don't need to cut the preseason games. One of you guys had made a comment that we should do all our cuts in camp. Maybe that was me, guys, Steve from Corvallis, but I will tell you this. Get rid of the preseason. It's a ripoff all the way around. Nobody needs to pay $75 to see scrubs. See if they're going to make the team or not. Do your cuts in camp. Get the regular season up to 20 games. I want to keep this show going with about 8 minutes to go, but I appreciate your time, Steve. And if these guys want to comment on it, they'll comment on it. Ralph?
I think they should have kept it at 4 games. You need to evaluate players. You need to get them into some kind of live action. Cutting at camp's not going to work. But anyway, I want to talk to you today about the band Bon Journey. It's a cover band. Plays Bon Jovi and Journey songs. Tonight they will be at Jurgles in Warrendale here outside of Pittsburgh area. And guess who their opening band is? A band called Star Rider, who happens to be a Foreigner cover band. So, folks, if you go tonight to Jurgles, you will get a Foreigner cover band, and you will get a band that plays the best Bon Jovi and Journey tunes. Head out to Warrendale tonight at Jurgles, 8 o'clock start time. For Star Rider and Bon Journey, happens to be a sponsor of our show. Also, on August 26th, Bon Journey will be at the Winooski Winery. I also want to talk to you today about Hillcrest Farm, real quick here in Richmond, Ohio, 740-346-5442, 740-632-2894. You can email them at hillcrestfarmsohio@gmail.com, and also on their website at www.hillcrestfarmsohio.com. They are shipping, and they will ship to your house. They're right up the hill from Steubenville, Ohio, 45 minutes from downtown Pittsburgh. If you're not interested in what we have going on today in town, you could shoot on out to Richmond, Ohio. Visit the farm. They have great package deals. Check them out online or give them a call today. Thank you.
Joe,
on
any comment
side,
on the preseason?
I am in the opposite camp. Preseason games are antiquated. The NFL knows who they're keeping on their teams before they add these guys. You maybe get one or two surprises in camp every year. And usually they're not that much of a surprise. Like they were brought in for that reason. Most of these other guys are brought in to give professional level practice to the players that are on the team. This isn't, you know, the practice of honing in on these players does not need four or six games. It needs two.
Yeah.
And I agree with you, Mark. I mean, if they're going to do anything, expand the regular season, I honestly think that, 17 might be too. I like the idea of 16 and just staying there. If they're going to even it out at 18 and get rid of another preseason game, that's better. Preseason games, the only thing that happens there is injuries. We've seen it all around the league every single year. These games mean nothing. And, it might mean something to the backups. It might mean something to someone who's trying to make a practice squad. But these decisions are already made by many coaches. There are some guys, like I said, just one or two every camp, and for the most part, they're reserve people that you'll see in the event of injury. On a rare occasion, they jump up, and I don't think I need to see that in six games or four. I think I can see that in two. And you know, these scouts and these coaches and these GMs, they know it. They can see it throughout that camp, and to make us buy tickets or watch games that mean nothing, I struggle through them as someone who needs to do it professionally. I do not want more preseason games. I think cut it down to two, give me 18, give me an expanded playoff, something like that. That's sexy to me. Preseason games are a thing of the past, unfortunately, in my opinion. How about you, Scott?
Well, Scott, before I give it over to you, Jerry from Owings, Maryland, I believe, coming in and says, hey, don't stop these preseason games. My Ravens have won 22 in a row. Well, you know what, Jerry? My Redskins are going to kick your ass Monday night, and that streak will go by the wayside on the NFC side of things with the Skins. Love my Steelers, but I love the Skins on the NFC side. Scott, take it away.
All right, they actually won 24 in a row. I'll make this short and sweet,
okay?
Don't settle up if I'm capable. Number one, it's inevitable. The old USFL had 18 regular season games schedule. So it will be 2-18. They only brought 17 just to pacify the players this time around. But remember, one thing that will help that situation is the emergence of the XFL and USFL. So you'll have more game tape on these guys when you bring them in. So 2-18 is the ultimate end result here. XFL, USL, major reasons why it is exactly that. You're getting more film on a lot of these guys that would need the extra preseason game or two.
Ralph, as we wind this thing down, any final thoughts in about 10 seconds, and then to let everybody know how they can get a hold of you?
Yeah, you can get a hold of me at RalphWilliams737@gmail.com, Facebook, LinkedIn, X, and you can also get a hold of me or check out all my archive versions of my shows on YouTube, Tuesday night, Beaver County Radio. Just because you live in Texas or Alaska or anywhere you live, you could still tune in to Sports Corner. We have Beaver County Radio's website. Also, you can listen and watch on my website at www.rwmedia.org and on several other platforms, YouTube and Facebook. We are live on as well, Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m. Sports Corner, Ralph Williams, Smoker Jim Frazier, 10,000 hits on Amped Up Sports.
Great job, man. Great job. Joe, as you take it away to you, man, your show is tearing up here across the board as well, and so blessed to produce it.
Yeah, well, hey, first of all, if anybody needs to get a hold of me, I can be reached at joe@draft412.com. What Mark was referring to is I have a show called Draft Nation, which airs on Blog Talk Radio 9 to 9:30 every Tuesday. So I'd appreciate it if you can tune in there. If you are a Pittsburgh fan and want to tune in to anything related to the Pirates, the Penguins, or the Steelers, and or the Nittany Lions, the Pitt Panthers, and the West Virginia Mountaineers, you could check us out at draft412.com. Articles daily, podcasts twice a week, live events. Looking forward to seeing it one. And I will throw it over to Scott.
All right, I'll make it short and sweet, okay? www.southfloridatribune.com gets you to my shows. My YouTube channel is South Florida Tribune at YouTube. and Twitter at Tribune South. There you have it. Website takes you everywhere you need to go.
Well, I love you dearly, Scott, Joe, and Ralph, and prayers and thoughts for everybody making their way back home, even in this tropical storm out here. We'll reconvene next Saturday, same time, same channel, for Ralph and Joe out there in Pittsburgh, Scott out there visiting the Motown, yours truly in Los Angeles. Can't wait to talk next week with Lance about the Tampa Bay Bucks, too. Till then, have a blessed one. Catch the archive version on blogtalkradio.com/ManCitySports.